This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy President's Day, everybody. The aftermath, anyway. We can talk about all the things that happened over the weekend and what's brewing up, what's coming. It's bad news for the Democrats. I know. Doesn't seem that way right now. Some of you may even, Kevin, I listen to you and you seem so confident about this or that. I am. I'm still confident. You're going to watch a lot of people do a perp walk here very soon. The Democrat, they're struggling to try to, you know, batten down the hatches, but it's too late. The submarine took a torpedo. It's going down. KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So you think McCabe got off, right? Did you even tell? McCabe got off. Have you thought about maybe McCabe was let go because McCabe spilled the beans? Yeah. See, McCabe made a very interesting comment when he got first put under fire. Here's what he said. I'm not going to go down by myself. Now, he's already admitted to lying. It isn't even like we have to go, I wonder if McCabe lied. Did he get out of it? Was he squirrely the way Comey is, where he doesn't answer things and he does torturous ways of telling you things to where it can be left open to interpretation? No. McCabe said, apologized for lying. So how's he not in jail? It's kind of like when you watch these narc movies, you know what they do? They tell you, the cops come in, they arrest everybody, right? They arrest everybody so that the narc doesn't look like you know, because if they let you walk away there, it's obvious. I say to the people there, here is the government saying, we have obviously turned McCabe. Could be wrong. Yep. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to if you're just tuning in. And I'm making a contention. And I know people, Kevin, it's pie in the sky. You know, do you think that McCabe has turned over evidence on people and that's why he was allowed to go free? Then you tell me how he's allowed to go free. Do you really think that AG Barr, President Trump, and others are that stupid? I mean, maybe they are. I'm asking the question. I don't know. This would be the most stupid move ever if you have a guy that says, I'm not going down alone, and he's suddenly free, and he has admitted to being a liar. Makes me take pause. See, because I'm a logical thinker, and I think to myself, that doesn't make sense. It makes no sense that the guy can admit this. It certainly opens up all the other cases to where Donald Trump could say, well, if you let McCabe go, I certainly can let Roger Stone and all these other people go. I have absolute right to do it, which, by the way, he has that right anyway. Glad to be celebrating President's Day with a president that I can admire. I don't agree with everything Donald Trump does, but I admire his work ethic. I admire the rationale behind the moves that he's making. Some of them are political calculations to a degree, but I don't think Trump would sell out for politics over is it the right thing to do. Barack Obama did it every day and twice on Sunday because, you know, Sunday wasn't a religious day for him. We'll see. We're going to learn a lot here very soon. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Democrats' situation. They are in a precarious situation, and the Daily Beast, Eleanor Clift, had some comments about where she sees things coming out of Iowa and New Hampshire and going into Nevada and South Carolina.
Okay, Eleanor.
Okay, well, I wouldn't write Biden off just yet, but it will be a very dramatic story if he does make a comeback. He has staggered into Nevada and South Carolina. And I would say the same about Elizabeth Warren. The fact that she came in fourth in a state neighboring Massachusetts really questions whether the progressive wing of the party has coalesced behind Sanders.
Right.
unlike, as Pat points out, the centrists that are all divided. In fact, Bernie is the Trump of the Democratic Party. He's a consensus candidate. I don't think he got the lowest vote total in New Hampshire of any winner, and he's the revolution he's been talking about hasn't materialized. And so now you have a specter of Mike Bloomberg hovering over everything else, moving up in the polls, spending lots of money, but he's going to get a lot of vetting. But you can see voters beginning to grapple with the fact that he might be the one. Democrats want to defeat Donald Trump, and he's the real billionaire. So this is a wild ride, a fascinating time, and I just got to trust the voters.
Okay. So in other words, the Daily Beast believes that the Democrats have a rough way to go. I'll tell you who definitely believes the Democrats have a rough way to go, and that's Vegas and the Vegas odds. They certainly don't. They're not putting any money on the idea that Trump will lose. But there's an even bigger indicator, and it has to do with foreign policy. The Chinese, all these people that are finally going, you know what? We have to come to the realization that Donald Trump is likely going to be the president of the United States for 8 years. And oh, by the way, his policies and the thing that he's done in studying their politics are going to be infused for decades. And that's why you have all these people coming to the table. The G7 going, you know what, Donald Trump, we're willing to negotiate a new trade deal. USMCA, Mexico and Canada, we're willing to do this. Japan and South Korea, first on board to do it. China finally capitulated, and of course, we get the coronavirus. We'll talk a little bit more about that, hopefully, today. So, McCabe spilling the beans, I want to segue back to that. I talked about it earlier. McCabe spilling the beans, to me, or his getting off, is to me an indication that he spilled the beans, because he's going, you know what? I better get in front of this. I don't want to be the fourth guy in line trying to say, here's what happened. I'm going to get in front of it. And according to Hannity, he says, and we'll play this coming back, he says, I think much is about to happen here. I think it's all going to be predicated. And let me put it this way. The timing of everything you may learn may validate what my thoughts are. And these are only my thoughts. And I don't mind putting them out there, because if they're wrong, they're wrong. But I don't think they are. I can't see the government letting McCabe go with everything that we know about him, with everything we know about what the Democrats did and what the FBI did. I think McCabe has finally said, I've got to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots of so-called conspiracies floating around out there, real and otherwise. Talked a little bit about my thoughts about McCabe, that I think that there's more to this story. Sean Hannity certainly believes it. Here's what he and a panel of people said. I think it was her name, Sarah Carter or something. Here's what they had to say about it.
What is happening at this point, and what do you think the clearing of the decks that we're observing means? Because my sources are telling me that it's real, that those that did the premeditated fraud on FISA, the phony dossier they know was phony and used it as the bulk of information, that they're all going to now, they're about to see their worlds rocked. Is that true?
That's what I'm hearing too, Sean. And I know it's very disappointing because there's so many people in the country that are up in arms now that Andrew McCabe, there was no follow through on prosecuting him. We know he lied. He perjured himself under oath 3 times. He was actually interviewed 4 times. 3 of those times it was under oath. But now what we know is that John Durham's probe is expanding. Remember, this is a criminal probe. So we don't know exactly what he's already collected. What we do know is that John Durham is focusing very closely on John Brennan and the CIA and the CIA's role in this. They're also looking at the 2017, that's the intelligence assessment, the full intelligence assessment, which John Brennan testified under oath to Trey Gowdy. He said, no, we did not use the dossier in the intelligence assessment. But we see in the IG report, Michael Horowitz's report, that James Comey and even Andrew McCabe said, no, 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 wait a minute. Brennan did say he used it in the intelligence assessment. So there's a conflict there. We also know that John Durham has expanded his probe to the Pentagon and is investigating the Office of Net Assessment and what money was flowing through that office for FBI, you know, the informant, Stephon Halper. So there is a huge investigation underway.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, or welcome to the show, since I hadn't welcomed you yet, or at least in this particular segment. Glad you guys are with me. Look, here's what I say to all the people that are out there waiting for the hammer to fall. It's going to fall if we keep, you know, it's like waiting on the phone to ring. You know, oh, a job interview, let me do, you know, stop waiting. There's a lot more to be done while you wait, right? It always frustrates me when people sort of put all their eggs in one basket. There's lots of stuff going on. Let me put it to you this way. The Democrats are not standing around going, what's going to be the next thing that happens with Trump? They are creating the next scenario. Some people say they're trying for a second impeachment. I think it's insane if they are. Go for it. There's a rumor. They've already lined up possible charges against the president. Impeachment 2.0. It would be a bigger mistake than impeachment 1.0. But listen, I didn't think they would go through with 1. So what do you think? Is a possibility? Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, at Kevin Jackson TBS. If you happen to be on Twitter, Facebook, you can find us. I'm pretty easy to find there. Or send us a note here at thekevinjacksonshow.com. I think the Democrats would be crazy to do this. Here's what they wrote. Still pending is a wide-open probe launched by Representative Adam B. Schiff, California Democrat. Mr. Schiff continues investigating President Trump, his family, businesses, the Trump Organization, over the congressman's suspicions of blackmail, money laundering, and bribery. I have to tell you, if Schiff goes down this route, of a president who's lost $1 billion since he's been president, who gives away his $400,000 a year salary, if he wants to go down that little rabbit trail, go down. I don't know, but I'll put it to you this way. Common sense says that the Democrats don't believe they have any chance of beating Donald Trump unless they can do something dramatic. There will be no end to what they do. Luckily for us, we have a guy who understands chess and understands poker. And he's 3 moves ahead on the chessboard, and he is monumentally better at playing poker than the Democrats. And that's why he stays ahead of them. And because he's now somewhat in control of the Justice Department, he's still weeding them out. Let's face it, there's a lot of swamp rats out there. But he's finally getting some semblance of, hey, you know, what do you think? And I think this is, thankfully for us, thankfully for this republic, we're finally getting to here. I mean, when you consider all the tactics that the Democrats used up to this point, and still got their butts kicked. You got to wonder, why would you want butt kicking 2.0? They raided Trump's former personal attorney's office. And even with the threat of prison, Michael Cohen couldn't produce anything that hurt Trump. I want you to understand what they did. They brought him in and said, we're raiding your office and we're going to find something. And then they found something on him not on Donald Trump, that in who knows, fabricated or otherwise. And they're like, you give us something and we'll let you off. And he's like, I got nothing. You give us something or you're going to be somebody's little boyfriend in prison. Because Cohen's not a, you know, I mean, let's face it. He's going to be a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? But he's going to play the girl. So Cohen's like, I don't have anything, man. And they go, you better get this. So he goes, okay, I've got something on the president. Do you remember when every time Cohen came, they would put him in the TV studio?
Well, Michael Cohen's got something, and pretty soon he's going to be revealing what he's got.
And Schiff and all these people, well, the president's lawyer, he's got something. He got, and it turned into nothing. It was Cohen literally trying to save his butt because he was like, okay, I'll give you this. Okay, and they would go, that's nothing. Okay, I'll give you something else. And they could come up with nothing. So what happened ultimately? Cohen sits in jail. Then add in what the Obama administration did. They planted spies in the Trump campaign. They got the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the FISA courts to target Donald Trump. All Democrats proved is that next to Jesus, Trump may be the least sin-free person on the face of the earth. At this point, the man should be made Pope. But Trump's ready. He alluded to the new impeachment push. He said, so we will probably have to do it again because these people have gone stone cold crazy. But I've beaten him all my life and I will beat him again if I have to. Democrats, folks, are going to find a very different Donald Trump, much more feisty. And he can thank Adam Schiff and team for outing some of these swamp rats, and the retribution's already begun. Because when he was asked about his press secretary's comments, the president suggested in his remarks that they should be held accountable. He says, you'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. He's saying, look, I'm not going to sit by and let this happen again the way that it happened before. There will be a different way that we go about fighting these clowns, and you're going to watch me go on offense. So bring it. Bring the second impeachment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is granting clemency to former San Francisco 49ers owner Eddie DeBartolo.
NFL great and Hall of Famer Jerry Rice thanks the president for pardoning DeBartolo.
He has done so much in the community. Has done so much in NFL football. Take my hat off to Donald Trump for what he did.
Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says the Trump administration is waiving a number of laws and regulations to speed up construction of the massive border wall.
Congress has given the department authority to waive a number of laws and regulations when it comes to building border barriers and border roads.
Wolf speaking there on Fox News, and NASCAR driver Ryan Newman remains in serious condition in a Florida hospital after a last-lap crash at the Daytona 500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have major problems in this election. Major problems. Candidate issues beyond belief. I want to play a couple of clips. One is the Daily Beast commenting on the situations currently developing with Biden and Warren. And here's that clip.
Okay, Eleanor.
Okay, well, I wouldn't write Biden off just yet, but it will be a very dramatic story if he does make a comeback. He has staggered into Nevada and South Carolina. And I would say the same about Elizabeth Warren. The fact that she came in fourth in a state neighboring Massachusetts really questions whether the progressive wing of the party has coalesced behind Sanders,
right.
Unlike, as Pat points out, the centrists that are all divided. In fact, Bernie is the Trump of the Democratic Party. He's a consensus candidate. I don't think he got the lowest vote total in New Hampshire of any winner. And he's the revolution he's been talking about hasn't materialized. And so now you have a specter of Mike Bloomberg hovering over everything else, moving up in the polls, spending lots of money. But he's going to get a lot of vetting. But you can see voters beginning to grapple with the fact that he might be the one.
Mm.
Democrats want to defeat Donald Trump. And he's the real billionaire. So this is a wild ride, a fascinating time, and I just got to trust the voters.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. That was Eleanor Kleft of the Daily Beast, pretty much doing a good analysis of the Democrats' problem. She says Biden staggered into Nevada, South Carolina. Same with Warren. Warren's on the downward slope. So is Biden. Now, Biden, as she said, might not be on his death throes. I mean, he's ill, right? Politically ill. But she says, well, maybe the progressives coalesced around Sanders. These are the Warren people that are leaving Warren and going to Sanders. I don't know that that's the case. But then here's what's interesting. Here's where the dichotomy comes in. Bernie Sanders is the Trump of the Democratic Party. Really? He gets the lowest vote total in New Hampshire, lower than he did the year before. We talked about this. Bernie only got 9 delegates this year when he got 15 last year. He ran against a much more formidable candidate in Hillary Clinton last year than he did Buttigieg. But we're supposed to believe he's the next Messiah for the Democratic Party? And then what'd she say after that? Another dichotomy. Well, there is the specter of Bloomberg. Everybody's wondering, can he buy his way in? Well, there's the specter of Steyer. Steyer's worth $36 billion. Nobody's worried about him buying his way in. It's so funny. The party that's supposed to be for the downtrodden is relying on a billionaire worth, what, 50-something to 6? I saw $61 billion. But what does it matter when you're talking about that many, right? It says Bloomberg is spending money, moving up in the polls, getting a lot of, but he's going to be getting a lot of vetting, is what she said. And what she's saying is Bloomberg has so many skeletons in his closet that Donald Trump is probably going, bring on Bloomberg. He recently made a bid for Black America. Talks with Hillary Clinton as his VP. Seriously? As one of, Dick Morris said, he better hire a taster. Some people tweeted, does he have a terminal illness? Does he really know what's about to happen? Because with Hillary on his ticket, he will die in office. But if there's anybody capable of giving reparations to blacks, it's Mini Mike Bloomberg. So let the pandering begin, and just in time, folks, for Black History Month. Bloomberg, I'm really sorry for what I did on the blacks and the blacks this and the blacks that, black this, that. You know, look, stop and frisk was bad news, and, you know, I regret that I did it. And he's in a desperate situation because that audio where he says 95% of crime is done by blacks. Let me just explain. If Bloomberg were just to come out and say, hey, I take nothing back on what I said. I believe that, and statistically, I'm right. Am I saying blacks are more criminally, you know, in their DNA? The answer is no. They're culturally committing more crimes. We've created a situation in the ecosystem of black culture where, sadly, they find themselves in more desperate situations. See, that's the way you talk about it. But Bloomberg can't do that. He's got to do the mea culpa. Oh, I'm sorry, black people. I'm so sorry. Yeah. And then he didn't want the audio made available. So now Bloomberg's got to offer the reparations package for silly Negroes. And Minnie Mike went down to Houston, Texas, boy, home of black people, and he positioned himself in front of, I mean, literally, he said, his little sign said, Minnie Mike for Black America. It said Mike for Black America, but I call him Minnie Mike now because of the president, in honor of Donald Trump. And he delivered this rousing speech with all the panache of paint drying, and he had nothing but Negroes in the background except a dude that looked like a Puerto Rican. But I wondered, as Mike Bloomberg stood in front of this black audience with his sign that said Bloomberg or Mike for Black America, I wondered if he had other signs like Mike for Latino America or Mike for Asian America or, God forbid, Mike for White America. I want you to think about that for just a second, folks. Bloomberg standing in front of an audience in Houston, Texas. Chocolate City for Texas, because that Houston has got the most blacks of any city, big city. And he stands there with a sign that says Mike for Black America. Black America. I suspect Bloomberg only has this one sign, the sign that panders to the silly Negro base of Democrats. But what gets me about it is how Bloomberg sees an America and a black America. Bloomberg is for black America. Is he for white America? Just curious. And another funny thing that came out of that particular thing was Bloomberg essentially saying, hey, I'm so surprised to see all of you here. Oh my gosh, this is wonderful. And what they showed was they were canvassing for black people. You're walking by. They said, hey, you want to make some money? Yeah, man, what I got to do? Just come stand over here. It wasn't organic. It wasn't, hey, black folks, if you're interested in meeting Mike Bloomberg, come on out. Come see this rousing little dude stand on his little box, and you can see what a 51 billionaire looks like, the guy that's going to save you. It wasn't that. No, it was people going out going, excuse me, black person, hey, you, yeah, hey, you, silly Negro, come here. Listen, you can make $200 by just coming into this room for an hour, standing behind Mike Bloomberg and looking as if you really care. And we're going to give you a sign that says, Mike for Black America. And all you got to do is hold it up and clap occasionally like a trained seal, and everything will be good. And they went out. Look, and let me tell you why they did it in Houston. Because there were plenty of black people. Plenty of them. And I don't know where they held it, but you can bet there's a Craigslist ad or there's somebody there that goes, man, I can get some black folks. I got a church. I'll go to this church. And so they loaded up this thing. And then Bloomberg stands in front of these people and says, you know, my gosh, it's great to see all my friends here. This is wonderful. Thank you very much for showing up. Oh, my God. It's hard to believe that I have this much support in the black community. Yeah, it is, Mike. The same support that Biden is getting. We're going to come in with a quote with what they said about Biden and the black vote when we come back in the next segment. But he wants to pretend. You know, Kimber, you want to do it now?
Well, we've had two tests in virtually all white states. Let's see what happens in Nevada and South Carolina. The African-American population has not yet spoken. Biden was counting on them. I'm not sure he can. But you've got Tom Steyer also spending a lot of money in South Carolina to try to. I mean, the thing is, Biden started this out as the Democrat who it was his race to lose. And, boy, he's been losing it. But everybody's going after him. Buttigieg took his health care plan. Amy Klobuchar says, I'm the one with empathy. That was Joe Biden's. And Steyer and Bloomberg have the money.
Right. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. The Kevin Jackson Show.com. Steyer and Bloomberg have the money. Biden doesn't have the black vote that he thinks he has. Steyer is buying the black vote in South Carolina. Bloomberg wants to try to buy the black vote. But when I come back, I'm going to show you guys, because we're going to take a break here in a few seconds. But I'm going to prove to you guys what uphill battle all these guys have. And these are Democrats, by the way, talking about other Democrats. This isn't the Kevin Jackson Show picking on Biden or Warren or Buttigieg or whatever. All of them have so many warts, they don't know how to, they really don't know what to do and how to handle it. And I'm going to show you when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump doesn't lose. But there's a bigger issue at play here, and you're gonna go, what are you talking about, Kevin, when I say this? But Democrats don't know how to win. Now you go, they've been winning. You're right. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. Democrats have been winning, but they haven't been winning because they trained to win. Democrats have been winning because they change the game. They cheat. And now they have someone who understands the game and says, you will no longer cheat. I know the rules of the game. I will start playing with a different set of rules just like you. And that's what Donald Trump has done. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. The Democrats don't know how to win. I want you to think about what I just told you. There are people who are winners. They know how to win. And then there are people who are just on the team. They're on the team. It's been stacked. They're on the team. Unions stack the deck. Teachers unions. Teachers, if you really believe teachers know how to fight, are you kidding? Their union does all their dirty work and they just go along. They're like, okay, whatever. Challenge an administrator at a school. They don't know how to fight. All they do is they go, well, I hope the union will back me. I hope George Soros' money will back me. But when you challenge them, when you smack them right in the face yourself and say, hey, I'm confronting you on this curriculum issue or this thing. They're like, well, how dare you? You know, and then I can tell you this because Seeking Educational Excellence, our charity that educates about education, the minute you confront them, they're like, how dare you actually question, wait a minute, you do realize you work for us. I had a girl tell me, yeah, you don't like women in power. I'm like, I don't know how that applies to me. What are you saying? You don't like women. You don't like that I'm on the school board and I'm the one. And I go, you don't understand. You don't have power. I do. I'm the parent. I'm the one paying your salary. You seem to have it twisted. We're all parents out here. We're the ones in power. You're the person there because you're supposed to be doing our bidding and you're not. You should see the look on their faces when you tell them you're not that powerful. By the way, you're on a school board. Really? Do you really believe yourself to be that powerful? You think these people are presidents.
I run the show here. This is what will happen here. You know, it's
really? Wow, man. I want you to just stop with me and think for a second how we've gotten our education system where we've gotten it. And you have these people that think that they are kings and queens and princes of this education system. And you're the one with the power. And they treat you this way.
Oh, we'll kick you out of the school board.
Great. You can kick me out of the school board. But guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be kicking you out of office. And when they think about that and they go, oh, wow, that's going to disrupt all my little evil plans to go to the city council and become mayor. And yeah, you're right. It is going to disrupt it because I'm going to be in your grill the entire time. You think you're powerful. You work for us. Now, you may see me as an individual, little ooh, but we're bigger than that. But Bloomberg, he believes himself to be powerful. And he won't tell you the truth until he's forced. And then he does his mea culpas. And so I want to talk about him for just a bit. Because they said that Donald Trump is scared of Bloomberg. I don't need to play the clip again, but they said he was scared of Bloomberg. Let me tell you who should be scared of Bloomberg. Everybody that wants to vote for him. So let me just give you a few things of what Bloomberg has said besides the controversial 95% of crime being committed by blacks or whatever that Bloomberg happily jumped back from, kind of like Hillary Clinton and the super predators. Well, here's Bloomberg talking about Obamacare.
He passed a health care bill that does absolutely nothing to fix the big health care problems in this country. It is just a disgrace. President, in all fairness, started out by pointing out what the big problems were, but then turned it over to Congress, which didn't pay any attention to any of those big problems, and just created another program that's going to cost a lot of money. And it's really sad because they say they've insured or provided coverage for another 45 million people, except there's no doctors for 45 million more people. And unless they fix immigration and let people who come here for medical education stay here, those people are just going to do the same thing. They're going to have to go to the emergency rooms where they've been, except that now it's going to cost a lot more money.
So again, Michael Bloomberg is right. Obamacare stinks, right? He says in there, you got to fix immigration because you have way too many people burdening the system. You don't have enough doctors. Obamacare is not creating any doctors. In fact, it's doing quite the opposite. It's chasing doctors out of the occupation. And I can tell you this. I have a friend. She recruits doctors. She says it's very difficult to recruit doctors. The number of kids going into medical school dropped off because doctors are making $150K. You spend a lot of extra time in school. You have a lot of liability. And I can tell you this from personal experience and having friends that are doctors, they say 65% of my money goes to overhead. It goes to malpractice insurance and having to have the number of people to staff in order to keep up with stuff. And I could go on. I could lament the doctors all day long. But I want to go into this next thing that Bloomberg says, because he admits yet again that at some point you're going to get too old. And somebody's going to just have to tell you the bad news that you're not going to get treated.
And what things they can fix right away. And if you're bleeding, they'll stop the bleeding. If you need an x-ray, you're going to have to wait. That's just, and all of these costs keep going up. Nobody wants to pay any more money. And at the rate we're going, healthcare is going to bankrupt us. So not only do we have a problem, it's going to bankrupt us. And we've got to sit here and say which things we're going to do and which things we're not. Nobody wants to do that. You know, you show up with prostate cancer, and you're 95 years old. We should say, go and enjoy, have an ice cream, live a long life. There's no cure, and you can't do it. If you're a young person, we should do something about it. Society's not willing to do that yet, so we're going to bankrupt.
So, but Bloomberg makes a good point. There comes a point where the body is no longer viable. You are no longer viable to society. As he says, you've lived a long time. You've had a good life. Go and enjoy. He says that literally. Go and enjoy. But we're not going to do anything for you. Now, is he technically correct? Probably. Here's what I can tell you about the human body, the little bit that I know. I watched my great-grandfather at the age of 93 say, you know what? He used my nickname. He says, I'm willing... Essentially, I'm giving up. My body's quit. I'm done. But he made the decision. It wasn't a doctor. He finally said, you know what? I'm done. I had a family member that said had cancer. We were trying to get treatment for her. She says, no, I'm done. My body's tired. I don't want to go through anything more. Put her in hospice, and she died. But let me tell you what Bloomberg's going to do. He's going to tell you when you can't do it. Maybe you're, I have a friend, I'm not exaggerating this at all. He's 78 years old. He still skis double black diamonds. There's no sign of this guy slowing down, probably well into his late 80s and 90s. And Bloomberg wants to make the decision of how much soda he can drink. I mean, this is a guy, I want to explain the level of micromanagement. Bloomberg will absolutely say to my friends, I have three or four friends that are well into their 80s, still golfing. You know, I mean, these guys are, they look like they're in their 50s. But for Bloomberg, hey, and I'll admit they're very wealthy men. They aren't worried about Bloomberg. But what about the average Joe? Bloomberg is going to make this decision for you. If he will make a decision about how much soda you should drink, you can be guaranteed he's going to make the decision about what happens for the rest of your life. Now, here's the final cut on Bloomberg, where he essentially disses America's farmers and manufacturing people.
Anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you have 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. 98% of the world worked in agriculture today. It's 2% of the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
There you have it, folks. Billionaire elitist. You're a farmer, you're too dumb. You're a manufacturing person, you're too stupid. New society coming. You're not going to fit. And you know what? I'm going to determine what health care you get, how many sodas you can drink, what size they are, and a host of other things about your life because you're incapable. That's Bloomberg.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.